This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Baltimore, Maryland's singer-songwriter Murphy had a moment a few years ago while busking, realizing he could make money while making people happy. An eventual stint on American Idol led him to do that very thing on the national stage. Murphy joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about his journey in music and his debut single, The Painted Man. Hi, Murphy. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to talk to you. You are... Louisiana?
I'm currently in Ohio.
In Ohio? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And Ohio is being your home or part of where you happen to be for your tour?
I am currently working alongside a studio and a school in Chillicothe, Ohio, the original capital. And I work with the students here as an audio engineer and as an artist that helps them perfect the craft of recording and producing music.
Okay, so this is sort of an in-residence kind of middle-of-the-week job, so to speak?
Yes,
yeah.
And when I'm not on tour, I'm here crafting ideas and trying to push the dream.
Okay, and tell us the name of the school again.
The school is called The Rec W.
Okay.
RECW.com.
Can anybody attend? How would somebody find that if they were interested in coming to school there?
We normally rely on being able to send out a bit of a pamphlet flyer, and we use a little social media networking at this point. But it used to be about either word of mouth, or some people would put articles in the newspaper. We'd have it would be more so about saying, hey, if you've been to Electric Ladyland, these guys are, you know, they built a studio basically around that idea, and they've been teaching people, I believe, since the 70s.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's
tens
cool.
Tens of thousands of students.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, you and I've had a chance to speak before. For those of our listeners who may not know who you are yet or know your story, give us a little bit of the backstory of your musical career and how all of this got started for you. I think if I remember correctly, you kind of had a tough time during your childhood and kind of getting your finding your footing and finding your musical chops and getting that part of your career started. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but all my life I've ended up rotating back to music as a means of survival, whether it be for my mental state or possibly financial state. And
sure.
Yeah, I'll start when I was a teenager, basically. I'd gotten to a point where I wasn't able to work. I wasn't able to get to work. And this is a defining point where I said, well, I'm not gonna suffer and struggle. I'm gonna go try to make a difference for myself. If I can't get hours at my job, I'm gonna go play guitar because it made me feel better. And I said, I should, and I can make other people feel better. And so I went down to the pier with about the last $2-3 that I had, and I played my guitar for all of 60 minutes, and I had children and couples dancing in the sun. And I knew for a moment that I was doing something positive with being just who I was. And I figured, you know, I would rather be homeless, and I would rather be able to be myself and work knowing that I could be valuable to people, you know, just by existing. And I figured if you aren't doing that, if you're not feeling valuable for being who you are, you're probably doing yourself a disservice with your time. And so I made it a point that no matter my circumstances, I'd try to play music, and that would make people smile and bring people joy. And so that started my journey across the country. And what I'd like to do was, you know, try to, make a spiritual connection with whomsoever I came across. And I was lucky enough that music was that avenue for so long.
Yeah, yeah. And at some point after that moment on the pier, you had the opportunity to get on the American Idol show, right?
Yes, it was quite a great deal after that point. Actually, I was up in Washington, and things had again fallen through with my house, but it was kind of a different scenario. I had a friend named Steven who found me laying on the street when I was not sure what I was going to do next. And he basically said, "Hey man, you know what? I like your voice, and we're going to figure something out." And it was at that point that I was like, all right, I wonder what could happen next if I kind of just take my hand off the reins. And I started playing music for people on the internet and stopped trying to push the idea of going out and busking. And I ended up connecting with people that a talent scout that reached out to me and said, "Hey, we like you. We think that your story is pretty solid and amazing. We want to hear more about it." And they ended up, you know, reaching out to me at a point where I was only assured that I could just do this all again. I could do this again. I could go across the country again and play music again. I wouldn't really, you know, I didn't think that I'd have a shot on a show like that initially, but just the amount of push they gave me to after, you know, just the little bit of songs that I showed them, I took it upon myself to just say, "I'll do this. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay." And I was, you know, and that's, to say that at any one point is, I have to look back and say that I was a little foolish and a little bit glad that I could say that. I'm glad that I gave myself the assurance that even if I didn't, you know, have a huge success on television or on radio, like I wanted to get up to KEXP. That was my main goal for getting to Washington, was to get on KEXP. And I ended up with a different blessing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't remember how many rounds did you get to be on American Idol? There were a few, right? And then you actually got invited back for the finale, I think.
Yeah, I think I made it a total of, I think it's about four rounds, but I'm trying to misremember what they consider a whole round on that show.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But yeah, I was kicked off just before the top 24 was announced, and it was a very trying day because it was my birthday.
Oh no. Oh my goodness. Wow. So but that experience, obviously, you know, being even four rounds is you know, almost a month or more of exposure to an audience that in no other way would have been able to experience your music. And without going way back deep into the story, if I remember correctly, though, you had, even in that short time, had been able to make a connection with a certain group of the watching, listening audience, to the point that they, you know, made enough noise that the producers brought you back. And so how did all of that change the trajectory of your career and what you thought music would be like prior to getting the chance to be on that show?
To be so welcomed by America, to be listened to for not only who I was, but to not be patronized and not be told that I was brandishing a story against any talent that I had and asking for them to weep for me. I asked for them to listen, and they did. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of anything you can do for an artist, listening to their music and loving it genuinely means the world to us. I mean, it means a lot when anyone wants to connect on a human level and learn about your past, but all we ask is that somebody listen to 3 minutes or 2 minutes of a song. And mm-hmm. and I had so much of that I couldn't have imagined the success that Painted Man had brought me, my original song that I'd written just because I felt, you know, maybe I would need to change to fit this archetype of what makes somebody viable in the music industry. Sometimes I believed that I needed to sing higher, or I needed to learn a different instrument, or, you know, any number of reasons why you'd think you'd be a better musician. They flooded my mind, and America said, no, we love you for who you are and what you do, because you commit to it, and you've shown that for much longer than we've known you. And to be brought back on that show with the amount of kindness that they showed me initially, I mean, it was a brilliant experience. Mm-hmm. I hadn't expected to ever be so well received. And it is something I only hope that people will attempt. I hope everyone tries to go on a show like that, or to just enter into positions where you may, even if you're not sure of how well you will be received, go in as genuinely as you can, because everyone needs someone that commits to themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think even more so now than even then, but where we are as a country and as human beings, people need to see people succeed or try and put their dreams out there and make an attempt. And there's something encouraging to watch an individual who isn't completely sure about what they have and what they're capable of do it anyway and get somewhere with it. There's something encouraging about that.
I appreciate getting to hear it, because I mean, there are some days where we all try not to have imposter syndrome. We look, you know, there are days where I'm like, is that really going to be the best song that I've ever made? Or, you know, and I know deep down that it's not, and I have to believe that it's not, because there are people out there waiting for whatever I do next. And that is something that every artist prays for. Every artist hopes that people will accept everything they can offer instead of just the cream of the crop of their best day. And it's a blessing to have such a thorough appreciation, or to have people have such a thorough appreciation for what it takes to put that artwork in on the forefront of yourself and say, hey, I hope you really like this, because this is all I got. This is who I am. And to be able to succeed, I hope there are more examples of it. There's getting to be more all the time, and it's nice to see, because it shows me that America values, you know, the triumph of the self in you know, how do I say, the troubles of society.
Sure.
And you don't need to have the most troubled life. You need to have perspective on the value you can hold for yourself despite your circumstances, and I think people need constant reminders for that. And mm-hmm. so I think I'm blessed to be able to provide that, even if it's just a song they can sing along to and say, I feel like that today.
Yeah, right. And I think beyond being a musician, people like yourself are also encouragers. I'm not sure I like the word influencers, but encouragers, you know, some people put themselves out there and that's not their motivation, and that's okay. But I think people like yourself that have had, well, we all have a story, right? So your story is your story, and every one of us has some kind of story that mm-hmm. if you've done anything to try to overcome it, then you've got a story to tell. And there are people that haven't overcome yet or haven't succeeded in trying to rectify the substance of their story. So when people like yourself and artists and musicians and writers, and when you put yourself out there as an encourager, then you encourage people that haven't yet found a way to get beyond whatever it is that's holding them back. So in that sense, you know, you are succeeding, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you. I ended up earlier this morning, I was talking with a cat on social media. He had absolutely no followers, but he had one of the most profound ways of expressing himself. It was modern day hip hop. It's, you know, he's got a little bit of auto-tune on his voice, and he had a very serious message about learning what it means to sacrifice yourself for your peace of mind. And I couldn't believe that this person had ever thought that they, you know, should give up on their music.
Yeah.
Because we all pray for someone that doesn't. And it is just that. It's the commitment to yourself and your craft, and not being afraid to mix the two, and say that even on my worst day, I am worth it. And
absolutely,
it's impressive when you meet people that find that by themselves, but to not lose. It's never gonna be a point in life where that's not a necessity for more people than not. You know, you're going to. Everyone needs encouragement, like you said, and it's such a privilege now to be able to have people take my word into account and understand that it comes from a place that I've had nothing, you know, and now I have everything you could, you know, that most musicians ask for, and more, and I have fans that still want to get to know me after all this time. They care about who I am, and they want to make sure that I'm all right, and they don't have to commit that hard. It's more than most artists eventually feel like they deserve, but every one of them deserves it. It's just a brilliant thing to be able to express yourself and say that, you know, I wish to help you understand the beauty of who you are, because I was lucky enough to find a glimpse of my own appreciation for this moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I feel very lucky.
Yeah.
So lucky.
That's
to meet. Yeah.
Yeah. So you eventually released Painted Man as an official single, right? Maybe last year? Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It was just a bit before last year, actually, I believe. But I have a couple versions of that song at this point, and it's constantly under reorchestration in my mind. I still have more to do to it in the future.
That's cool. So what's after that? So where are you now? You mentioned you were doing some work with students and audio engineering. Where's your music? Is there other songs that you're working on or have recorded? Is there an album on the way? Where's that for you?
Oh, we do. We just released an EP the other day. It is currently up on Spotify. It's under Murphy, and it's called Extended Play. We are also working on something special for the end of the year. It's going to have more music on it, and it's going to be wonderful. I'm not going to spoil too much of the surprise. it's hard to say that I have ever run out of songs, but I think now more than ever, I feel a great connection to my music, because I know that despite what I make, it will be valued, you know, and I mean, that's all. It's you know, I could show it to one of my best friends and they will smile about the song, or I could show it to somebody that might have pull in the industry and they'll give me their opinion, I can't tell you just the privilege I feel to have people's feedback like that. It's you know, it used to be a very silent game of judging myself, and I used to second guess my songs because they weren't happy, and I still do sometimes, because you want to read the room and play songs that people like, but you want to try and make music that makes you feel good, and I still remind myself every day that there are people that play your music because when they don't feel good, your music helps them feel better. And it doesn't necessarily need to be the happiest, brightest sunshine song. And that it still is valuable as gold to some people.
Sure. So what will you do? So do you have plans to be out touring? You've got some dates that you're set. We were talking earlier before we got started that you've got some dates scheduled for the summer and fall. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple coming up here in just a few days. I'm playing in Chillicothe out here in Ohio at the Brewfest. I'll be playing Rock the Vineyard on that same day at 9:40 at night out in Sardinia at Indian Spring Winery. And later that month, I'll be in Nashville on the 10th at the Underdog. I'll be returning there. I got to play there recently, and I love the stage they have there. It's a nice little intimate bar. I think it'll seat about maybe 50. There's probably about 100 and something for standing room. And I would love to play a place like that as often as I can.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm actually really excited. A little bit more of an American Idol thing coming up for you here. On about the 24th, I'll be playing Midsummer's Eve Solstice Festival out in Star Valley, Wyoming with my duet partner from the show. And her name is she goes by Dune. She was originally known as Lizzie O'Very.
Mm-hmm.
And I just it's these moments that I never imagined would happen, where I get to reconnect with people that got me, you know, right where I thought I might never be. And so it's these are the moments we live for as artists, where we get to reconnect with people that lift the fire in us again and again. I've got a couple more sets throughout the year currently, and we're almost booked all the up to next year, where we are, you know, we have a couple more dates. I have one coming up in New York, I believe, in August, and all of these are available on my website, murphymusic.net/tour, and you can keep up to date with them there.
And is that the best way to communicate with you as well? If somebody wants to talk to you directly, or they want to follow when these new music projects are coming out?
I'm decently active on social media under the handle Blind Boy Music, which was my original solo project name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to find me, you can also reach out on murphymusic.net. I believe I should have my email up there. If not, just my one of my manager's emails, that will automatically forward to me as well. And right. I can try and stay in contact with whomsoever would like to speak. But if they want to talk to me as a person, meet me on social media, and I will hold a conversation for as long as you do.
Okay, that's awesome. And tell us again real quickly about the school. How to find out more about that, if somebody's interested in maybe working with you through the school, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the recording workshop is a 7-week program, and if you would like to attend, there's more information on the recw.com. That's the recw.com. And if you would like to work with me here, I'm always here. And if you talk to me ahead of time, maybe we can make a day and come on out and play some music. You know, it never hurts to take time for others. So if you got time, I got time. It's a fun life. So why not live it?
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Murphy. I appreciate it, man. Good reconnecting with you again, and I love what you're up to, man. I wish you the best with all of it.
Oh, Greg, shoot me an email. I'll send you something that you might like. I got a new idea.
Okay. I love it, man. Cool. Well, you take care, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Oh, it can't be soon enough. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.